Let's start with the argument for selling. Dr. Richard Mickelfelder, a business professor at Rutgers Camden, says towns strapped for cash can't raise nearly the capital needed for infrastructure improvement.
You know, this can offer a strapped city the opportunity to monetize or cash out their assets at 2 or 3 times its book value. And, you know, that can pay off all the bonds and leave quite a surplus for the municipality.
He says rates will rise no matter what as the burden of replacing the system gets passed to the public either way. And as for that whole democratic process,
you know, professionals, okay, if they're seeing an emergency crisis coming down the road, okay, then I do think it's a good idea to be able to circumvent that process.
Jeff Tittle, director of the New Jersey Division of the Sierra Club, says get real.
Yes, we have a serious problem in this country in investing in water infrastructure, but the private company only cares about their bottom line. They don't care necessarily about delivering the best services at the lowest price, and they're not accountable.
He says the short-sighted sales only plug a budget hole instead of solving long-term problems. And those private companies just turn around and ask the city to issue it bonds to pay for improvements, so it costs the taxpayers anyway. Mickelfelder says he sees a growing push for privatization across the U.S. In New Jersey, it's already a trend, and as potentially hundreds could follow Woodbury's lead, it's sure to set off a boiling debate. For WHYY News, I'm Steve Trader.